Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
what I'm saying to you this morning.
We are the world. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King Movement on Monday. Dr. King Movement, we got a lot to talk about tonight. And we got a lot to put you up on. Ashe, let me do my stuff. Ashe, my ancestors. Those that are living, Ashe. Those that yet to come, Ashe. I say our ancestors. Now, when I say our ancestor, I want you to deal with our ancestors, the Dr. King Movement. And I want to tell you that God is getting ready to do something I already did. I'm going to talk about the tornado, flood, and what's going to be happening for you. God bless you tonight. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. And I just want to say something to you. The Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement. That's what I'm going to be rolling with in 2022. Marcus Garvey Movement, Malcolm X Movement, and Martin Luther King Movement. Because those are the men that fought against racism and white supremacy. And still, Marcus Garvey run him out of the country. So you can't come to America. Europeans did that. They killed Malcolm, they killed Dr. King. So it means that me and you have to wake up to all this stuff that's going on in America. Now, you don't want to, some of you say, well, I've been here. Yeah, you've been here. Your ancestors been here. The man said, well, bitch, I want to go back to Africa. The man went to Africa. He sold his house in New York and went to Africa. He went to buy a house in Africa. He had to call Chase Bank in New York. Bank run the money over there. So the Europeans run the money all over the world. So you can't hide from them, go to a different country. Because you go to Europe, you go to England, France, they run all that. They even run in Africa. I'm just keeping it real. So you best to stay here and fight your fight right here. That's your ancestors. I've been to Africa, but Jerry, I'm going to say this here. My ancestors are from Africa. But I'm from right here in Chicago, Detroit, California. That's where I'm from. And they said, well, let's go back to our home. My home is right here. Your home is right here. Your ancestors' home is Africa. But you know, you go back to Africa, you lost. Because and then people look at you funny because they know you don't supposed to be there. You're supposed to be right. This is your home. You don't let anybody take your home. Our ancestor was loaded on the boats and the ship and shipped over and worked in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, and didn't get paid. And other people came to town and got paid. Let's keep it real tonight. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement on Monday. I'm on from 9 to 10, and we're going to break up some of this stuff that's going on. One of the things I want to say, you know, they're having so much a problem. Lightfoot and the chief of police. It's a law. So you don't pose a dark, your windows. Everybody got the windows black. The law ain't being fulfilled. If the law, if the chief of police would uphold the law, that's $500 for everybody got the windows dark. Because it's against the law to have a dark window like they have it now. But ain't nobody saying that. Criminals, when the boy shot the guy over there in Chinatown, his window was dark. Police didn't know did he have a gun or not. But there were so many around him, they had to stop and get him. So when you drive somebody drive up beside you and they went dark, that's kind of scary. You know what they're doing. But it's a law. It's already on the books. The chief of police is not upholding them. The mayor ain't saying nothing about it. They can about everything else about that. The killings got to stop. They're not going to stop till we wake up and face the reality of the truth. There's too many guns out here in the hands of children. And some mamas and daddies are buying the guns for them. They just busted the guy in Ohio. He had 3 assault weapons and 4 or 5 rounds. All the rounds were filled and had five boxes of shells. So he was going to the school and shoot it up because he got his spell. And I was white, but, you know, blacks copycat. And they see white doing something, they want to do it. And they see white move to the suburb, they want to move to the suburb. They don't want to stay right here in the ghetto and build it up. They let other people come in from other countries and set grocery stores and liquor stores up and beauty parlors and all that. You want to, I can't get nothing. Ain't nothing rocking in the black community but the funeral home. The funeral home making more money in the black community than any business in the black community. That's on the real tip. Thank you, Karen Fred. Let's hear from Dr. King. This is Dr. King Movement tonight. This is the last month in the year. You need to get it together. You need to listen. I'm going to talk about the storms and I'm going to tell you why those tornadoes hit. And they're going to hit again. I'm going to tell you, it's not good to treat people bad. Racism and white supremacy have been lost and messed over lots of black people. Some lost their mind, some committed suicide, and some killed itself because there ain't nobody to lead them the right way. Because the pastors, they had sat down and they ain't doing too much.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, going out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote portraits, sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And when you do this, you've mastered the length of life. This onward push to the end of self-fulfillment is the end of a person's life. Now, don't stop here, though. You know, a lot of people get no further in life than the length. They develop their inner powers. They do their jobs well. Do you know they try to live as if nobody else lives in the world but themselves? And they use everybody as mere tools to get to where they're going. They don't love anybody but themselves. And the only kind of love that they really have for other people is utilitarian love. You know, they just love people that they can use. A lot of people never get beyond the first dimension of life. They use other people as mere steps to which or by which they can climb to their goals and their ambitions. These people don't work out well in life. They may go for a while. They may think they're making it all right. But there is a law. They call it the law of gravitation in the physical universe. And it works. It's final. It's inexorable. Whatever goes up can come down. You shall reap what you sow. God has structured this universe that way. And he who goes through life not concerned about others will be a subject victim of this law. So I move on and say that it is necessary to add breath to length. Now, the breath of life is the outward concern for the welfare of others, as I said. And a man has not begun to live until he can rise above the narrow confines of his own individual concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity.
That was Dr. King. I want to say to you tonight, as we go Dr. King movement, I feel that Dr. Martin Luther King in this situation is the most lifted and most honored than to speak than anybody in the country and could dictate what was going on. Dr. King should have been our president, and he was the people president all over the world. Tonight, we know this the last month in the year. It's time for you to get together. And what I mean get together, it's time for you to make your mind that you're going to do some things. And you're going to work out some things. Some things are going to happen. I'm praying for you tonight, and you know, pray what happened down in Mississippi, what happened in Missouri, what happened down in St. Louis, what happened in Illinois, the tornadoes. Wind was 155 miles an hour. Went down there and tore up a whole lot. And they still looking for bodies. And you said, bitch, what I can do? You need to be in prayer. Search your soul. And ask God to give you strength. Now, Dr. King said, when you do some things wrong, wrong stuff come, bad come. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight what's been wrong with America and what's wrong with black man trying to follow in the feet, in the footsteps of the devil. What I'm saying that two wrongs don't make a right. Okay? The murder that's going on, the lack of follow-up, and for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And the Bible says, whosoever believe in him shall not perish, have what? Everlasting life. Now, you got to ask yourself, Bishop, what's going on with all this killing? What's going on? They just lie and think a lie is all right. God said, a lie you cannot tarry in his sight. Emmett Till was murdered on a lie. Malcolm X was killed on a lie. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was killed on a lie. On a lie. Now, you want to know what lie that is? Dr. King in Memphis. And when I talk about Memphis, you know who named Memphis? Black people named it Memphis from Egypt. African name. Memphis, Memphis. White folks didn't name Memphis, Memphis. Black folks named Memphis, Memphis. It was a little settlement. And really, when blacks got in from Africa, they got away, they had some tents. They named it Memphis. The white folks took it from there, like they always do. And I'm getting some history tonight. I want to tell you, and then, you, if you understand Memphis, you got to understand, even over in Egypt, it talked about the kings and the princes and the leadership killed in Memphis. Muhammad Gaddafi got killed in Egypt. It's all about African and black folks. Thank you, Dr. Bill. Here's a man was feeding his folks on organized whole Africa. The Europeans, we can't have that. We have to kill him. Dr. King said that we're going to have an international boycott. Somebody said we got to kill him. Okay. John F. Kennedy said, I'm going to fire all these crooks in here and get me some new folks. Somebody said we got to kill him. We'll kill him and we'll kill him in Texas. Kill Martin Luther King in Memphis. Malcolm in New York. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Ran Marcus Garvey out of town. Locked him up. Then told him, get out of town or don't come back. we're dealing with some devious witchcraft people. We're dealing with some people who don't mind lying and don't mind killing. Now, you can play past that. Cowboys, you know, all, when you watch the Western, all the Indians got killed. The Cowboys didn't never get killed. Long Ranger, Tonto. See, all that was building your mind up for a psychological breakdown. Now, I want to talk about our children, too. But I'm going to tell you about what's going on with these children. And it's going to blow your mind tonight. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. But I want to give you some prophecy, too. Pearl, call me if you're on the line. Thank you, Pam. You know, it's so, we've been so lied to. We believe what the lie said. Trump said he won the election. You had people ready to storm the White House. Trump knew he was lying. Didn't the Bible say he's a liar and a father of lies? Now, it's in the Bible, Jerry. It's in the Bible where it says the devil is a liar and your father a liar. So if you can lie and hold a lie, and all the Republicans went along with Trump lying, still going along with a man got on TV Sunday. So I believe that it was taken for him. But all these black folks got out and voted, Biden wouldn't have got in if it had been for the blacks. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Black folks came out by the thousands and voted for Biden. And Biden got to do something for black folks. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. If you got the vote, we put Kennedy in, he didn't do nothing. We put Obama in, he didn't do nothing. And we got Biden, who's something significant for black people. Not Jews, not Italian. Black folk, he won because black folk went to the polls. And Trump and them want to change the law. I don't want you to stand up, I don't want to give you no water. They was that mad. And they were that vicious. Oh, y'all ain't liking me tonight. God bless you tonight. This is Civil Rights 101. Some of y'all have forgot Martin Luther King. You don't know nothing about Marcus Garvey because you don't read. You don't know too much about Malcolm X. Malcolm X was a racist. That's what the white man wants you to believe. That's what you believe. Okay. Dr. King had a dream. Dr. King didn't have no dream. Dr. King wanted to boycott Coca-Cola and all these different companies. He wanted to boycott them because he wants them to be able to do something in the black community. Okay? So we got to kill this man. Anybody got that kind of power, he got to go. Now, y'all say, James Earl Ray didn't kill Dr. King. Them two guys, they said they didn't kill Malcolm X. You got to understand what they put on TV. Time is a lie. Michael Jackson was murdered. Prince was murdered. Whitney Houston was murdered and her daughter was murdered. But they made it look like it's an accident. They made it look like that Prince had too many pills. But nobody investigated. Because the people was in high places. And the police department in New York, along with the FBI, lied that Malcolm was shot by them two brothers. The woman lied about Emmett Till. They took him out and killed him. Mississippi then killed so many blacks. And they lied, so they didn't do it. The hit squad was the police department. And up in the north, the police still hit squad. Floyd was the young man that going to court now. He talking about taser. You tell me that you don't know the difference from a pistol and a taser, one yellow and the weight? If it is, you should have retarded. But they want the press to let you believe anything the press says. Only don't nobody say the press wrong with Trump. Fake news. We black folks been getting fake news for years. We've been redlining for years. Buy a house and go back. Go buy a house in the ghetto in the white neighborhood. The bank charge you more interest. Oh, we dealing with white racism, systemic racism. We've been dealing with it, and they think Dr. King is crazy. They say Malcolm is race hate. They're telling the truth. And then you there. Well, I'm going to move to the suburbs and get out of it. The suburb is just what's in the city. And it's worse in some of these suburbs. They killing, robbing, and all of that. And I'm going to talk about this snatch and grab thing, tell you where it come from. Y'all, you don't know where it come from. I'm going to tell you where it come from and the evil that go with it. Let's hear from Dr. Martin Luther King.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
One of the things is, one of the difference is that blacks right now in America is $6 trillion. Spending power, and if we pool that money together, like Dr. King said, we can be able to have some things and move some things forward. But tonight we're talking about, where do we go from here? What's going on in our world? What's going on with you blacks? What's going on with us? Dr. King laid out a map. Malcolm laid out a map. And our pastors do not follow the roadmap. Most of them got the ministry, a prosperity ministry, to be prosperous, but they ain't got the ministry to heal. And 2022 divine healing. Let me say that again. For 2022 divine healing, God, your mind, your soul, your spirit, to be healed because your spirit been took away. The rape of our children, the rape of our language, the rape of our education, the rape of our bodies. So many die because of the pills and the drugs. So the rape of a black community, a black nation, happening right here before our eyes. Tonight, I want you to get ready. Because I want to talk to you very candid tonight about what's going on in the world. I want to tell you the storms and the floods, That's global warming, whether they want to. They know this was coming on 5 years ago, but then nobody. And then Trump says fake news. But you see how that tornado went down south, hit Illinois, Missouri, and all the way down in somewhere in Louisiana, Tennessee, and Arkansas, and Kentucky. And it did a job. Now, what I'm saying to you tonight, it's time for us to go into our business. The COVID ain't going to go away till next year, no way. They got to get a handle on it. What I'm saying to you, white supremacy racism is real in America. You can turn your head from it. You can go to the suburbs, but it's going to meet you. Where there? Oprah went up to New York. No, she was in London somewhere. Pocketbook, they wouldn't even let her in the store. And she had the money. They didn't know who she was. They seen a black face. And they see a black face. They seen a thing. I hate to say this, but this is real stuff. Now, who killed Emmett Till? Who killed Mac Evers? Who killed Sam Cooke? If you notice, all the leadership, if they singing, whatever they doing, they do at least if they come dead. Yeah. And Michael Jackson was a trillionaire. And I see now, somebody done bought the catalog for the Beatles because he had that. No, but what I'm saying tonight, as you get ready to go into Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, I want to say this, and maybe you don't understand it. It's very important for you to understand that we have to stop the killing. Now you say, well, how are these kids getting cars? These kids got Xboxes to learn how to hijack a stick car. One guy, one boy was 13. The police asked him how he drive. He been driving on the computer. And on the computer, they got how to fly a plane, how to drive. They got all that stuff. They got robbing and killing. One boy said he can shoot a gun because he been shooting for 5 years. Computer. So, these young folks is messing with Ouija board, Facebook, and all this TikTok and all of that. So they're smarter than me and you were when we come up. We didn't have all that. So they know how to jack a car. They know how to, they got pistols. They ain't scared of nothing. These are demon spirits. These are people are possessed. And you got to deal with them. Like we marched against Bull Connor, marched in Birmingham, Selma, Alabama, Tennessee, marched for civil rights. We need to have been asking for human rights to live and to exist. That's one of the things we got to do. But don't forget, you can write me at Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. If you want to get a letter to me for the new year, because I'm going to be blessing for the new year, condition baths, all the stuff you need to go into 2022. Now, what I'm saying tonight, the Dr. King movement and all these other organizations is saying that we have to grab a hold and change the lifestyle of our young folks. Putting them out of school ain't going to help them make them more violent. You know, they need a job when they get out of school, somewhere to work. Okay. Now, that's what needs to happen. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. We need to move on that. And once we move on that, God will open my door for us. I'm going to take this time out. This is the last month in the year. I want to prophesy to you what happened in 25. You need to call me. And I was prophesying to some folks today, tell them what's going to happen in 2022. Now, if you got a need, you plant a seed. Now, I don't know what you need, but if you seed, it's going to bring a harvest. And you can't be God-given. Okay? I don't care how much you try, you can't be God-given. And I want to say that tonight to you. I just want to, look, the more that you give, he give back to you. Now, I'm going to play that. because I want to play it, because so many people have lost life. I want to tell the old family, there's no trial on earth that ever get out of here. But we know that plant down there in southern Illinois should have had a place set up where people can go if there's a tornado or something going on. And every plant should have some emergency, because they don't know what's happening, where the people have somewhere to go. Okay? The government doing its part, but the private industry got to do its part. Okay? And I'm praying for the families all over the country that lost life. There's no sorrow enough that heaven cannot heal. And you can picture what happened. God deal, God take it. And blessed be the name of the Lord. That was Job said. Now I want to say to you this morning, this evening, if you got a need, plant a seed, go to my website, theseedofabrahamyourwebsite.com. Go down to the home page, and you hit PayPal, and I want you tonight to listen. Make a vow for the rest of this month, all the next month, January and February. Make that vow. And whatever you want, whatever you need, God's going to give it to you. I just feel somebody want to break through in their health. Got the seed. Somebody want to break through with the church. You got the seed. You got the seed for your whole family. Take the glass, go down, and pray. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is going to take things over anyway. But I will say to you tonight, this goes for you, you and you. At first I played where we are the people of the world. And that was Michael. That was about Ken Singer singing that song. And we need to give to those people that ain't got nowhere. You got a roof over your head. You got clothes in your closet and shoes where if somebody lost everything, they ain't got nothing. God is able to restore and make it better. But I just feel people have to tell the truth. And God is cleaning this stuff up. See, we just about had a coup, but God is cleaning this up. I want to say to you, Mildred, to you, Joanne, to you, Celeste, to you, Death, I want to pray for you. Hope there's no sorrow on earth for everybody here. Hope you lost your brother. You lost your son. Now you lost your daddy. There's no sorrow on earth that ever gonna hear. And those that lost life all over, I want to say it to them, black, white, over here, there's no, I want to say this to you, those that are crying, lost daddy, lost mama, lost sister, brother, I lost a loved one. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. So you get ready for your divine healing. God will make it strong. It ain't your call. It's God's call. Glory, hallelujah. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost touching somebody. Somebody being healed. I say, I have an ancestor. Somebody being touched as I speak tonight. But I want to leave this with you. You can't be God-given. No matter how you try. I want to tell you. This is all for you that want to see. Mary Scott praying for you. Mary, Mary Kick Company, Sister Walker Herbs, Kim Water, and Delta Walker will work with you with your business. We support black businesses. This is the time. You can't be God blessing. You can't be God-given. He's going to give back to you. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody will say that. You can't be God-given. No matter how you try. Because he's going to give back to you. Whatever the devil stole, God's going to restore. You can't beat it. Praying for you, Rena. Pray for you, Gina. Renee, for you. Renata, for you. Sherry, for you. Bessie, for you. essence for you. Mary Ridley, I'm praying for you in Natchez. Barbara, Dr. Barbara in Houston, praying for you tonight. Bright Star of Minnesota, praying for you. You can't beat God. Glory, hallelujah. Pearl, you can't be God-given. Wayne, you can't be God-given. Clarence, you can't be God-given. Joe, you can't be. Lisa, you can't be God. Look what God did for you. So many people ain't got nowhere to say tonight. Nowhere to say. But God. Come on now. Come on. Say that. You can't beat God given. No matter how you try. Lord, you give, he's going to give back to you. Shake down, press together, and run it over. Just keep on giving your time. Try to help somebody. I'm praying for the people that love life. God, I love my house. I love everything. God, I'm going to restore what the devil stole. More, you can't be forgiven. I want you going into this month, going into this month. You want God to watch out for you when you come to see you. It says, I want you to make up your mind tonight that this is what I'm going to see in the ministry, because I'm asking God for my business. I'm asking God to take my son, take my daughter, take my son from him. When you open your hands and release it, up in heaven will give you what you want. Whatever you want. I was praying for the lady today, and I told the saints to be on life. Somebody needs to hear that. Divine healing for next year. My theme is 2023 divine healing. Just keep giving prayer. Keep talking to God. Glory, hallelujah. If you keep talking to God, things will happen. If you keep talking to God, if you keep talking to God, things will happen quickly, faster than it hurts. I want to say to you, mother, sister, and devil, those in school, you got to keep God before you and keep God up because the devil is so busy. I want to say to you tonight, all is well. God will bless you because the soldiers fought in Vietnam and Korea for me and you. We can't let them down. Young men calling those drugs. Then men going with men. Women going with women says, all right. You cannot live a life. And God won't look at you. Some of you don't believe. God is real. What goes around, come around. And it's coming around. And I'm praying tonight for every family. Those that ain't got nowhere to stay tonight, nothing to eat. Father God, God of Abraham, God of Israel. God has the lost so much. We are getting restored. Give it back. Some lost their home. Some lost their loved one's life. The way we send it up to give God eternal life. God has you to intercede and touch the heart and the mind of your people. That right down in Kentucky, right there in Arkansas, Louisiana, right there in Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri. God, how are you able tonight to touch that family? There's no time left to heaven tonight here. I lost my friend. But God is able tonight, and I want you tonight, I want you to listen, say a prayer. Say a prayer. Say a prayer. As you say that prayer, every little bit here, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is in you. You got to activate it. Once you activate it with prayer, God put a stamp on it. And the angel Raphael might not have angels come and get it. And tonight, we need to pray. Tonight, we need to have a gift. Tonight, the Lord will save me. Thank you, God. People ain't talking about saving now. Get them out of my flesh. They ain't talking about healing no more. But the same old thing, God is a healer. He is divine healing deliverer. He can deliver you out of whatever you need. Yes, he is. And I want to say this tonight. I don't care what you did. You can't be God, baby. Amen. That you holler up. What need to be hollered up? What goes around, come on. All you guys the Lord, what's next? Say you think about it. Or you could have been completely buried in the grave. But you think you God with you. Right now, friends, call in. Sam, a miracle. Betty, Sister Duke. Larry. Doug, the Hawkins family, the Williams family, the Cook family, the Turner family, the Nixon family, the Alexander family, the Davies family, the Cole family. Whatever it is tonight, you can be God. I don't care what you're trying, God is able to lift you up. Say it. Glory, hallelujah. I need to pray for somebody along the faith. Father God, right now, restore the faith. Right now, move him. Cataract, tumor, high blood sugar. Somebody has problems with the neck down the back. Somebody's going to have a problem with their shoulder. God is going to heal that muscle. Somebody's going to have a problem with their ankle. God is going to heal that right now. Somebody got a drug or two. I'm going to heal problem. God's going to heal it for that problem. Speak to heal it for that cancer. I speak it in the name of the Father. That's the Father in the Holy Ghost. Somebody got a mature son. Bam. Somebody right now said, they killed my daughter, they killed my son. But I speak peace. Wages is sin. The wages of sin is death. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Exodus 14:14, that God talks about, man. Whatever you need, God got to see you. And whatever you need, God will get to you quick, fast. Ruby, I'm praying for you tonight. I got a message. I got a message, Ruby. And that message says, help Ruby out. And I want to glory, hallelujah. I just want to thank you. The bishop I was on when I was on the physical world. But I'm not fearful, I know that's what's going on. I say it, God bless you for that birthday all this month. Let God bless you in a special way. You do in a special way. And I want to tell you, God is keeping you in a special way. Let God keep you. He keep you in a special way. This Albertina Walker, she's a spirit woman. And I'm not here to hear about my spirit woman tonight.
I begin to walk in Chicago, a spiritual woman. I want to hear a voice. And I want you to hear a voice. I want to say that you lost your house. You have no money. But that God keeps you in a beautiful way. This is absolutely welcome to me in the world. And after you speak to us tonight, you got to live. Not man by hand. I'm going to miss somebody going to have a check thing. Somebody's going to get the kick through their neck. And somebody around their knees, girl. Round your ankles and your knees to stretch them out. I want to tell you tonight. Sit down, sit down. God bless you tonight. Just a blessing. Abdina says, read Psalm 19 from 41 and Psalm 72 and Psalm 3. Now you forgot that glory. Glory, hallelujah. Yes. Don't forget, if you got to make a decision, this is the last month of the year. I want you to get that seed in for a minute. Get that seed in for 40 days where you can stay blessed. I just want you to do that because God has a blessing for you. And God will teach you in a special way. And you got to let go and let God. God will do it in this way. God will teach you that I will let go and let God do it with you. That God will let go with you. There is something special that God will do for you. Y'all know for him. I know that he lets go of life. If let you, God will do it. God will do it for you. I just want 5 minutes of your time. Come on now. I want this preacher to talk a little bit so we know. God is able. Bishop gave my word. Reverend Carl, Bishop Ross, Bishop Frank Cook, Mother Lisa, Mother Ross, Mother Carter, and I'm looking at Mother Nam in the spirit. Yes, Lord.